So, there are three main points that I want to touch on from the gospel text today. One, Jesus does not yield to the judgment of others. Two, give what is of the emperor's to the emperor, and what is of God to God. And three, Jesus' answer silences the spies who test him. So before this internship, I was working overnights at EPS in a warehouse up in Richmond, and I'd arrive at the Richmond BART about around 10:30 p.m., wait and throw my bike up on the 365 bus. After I'd finish my shift, I'd get back on my bike and bike through town. It was about 3:34 a.m. to give you kind of an idea of what was going on. So time and time again in my commuting travels, I'd run into this woman in her routine, who was all layered up and outer layer being all black and including her head wrap, all tattered. Her clothes were very worn, and it was the same outside layer every time. She had a little odor to her, like most people that live their life on the street. We never really said much to each other, just gave each other a couple smiles here and there. And she never asked me for anything except for the time. I mostly experienced her getting on the 800 or the BART around 4 a.m. So I got to also be on the same car as her, and I experienced her urinate in her seat. Not a lot of warm places to use the restroom living that way. But she always paid her fare. So it was during these dark hours that I'd run into her. Finally, one day, meaning in the daylight, a couple months back, I was sitting and reading a book, minding my own business in the middle section of a BART train. So we were in motion in between, you know, stops. All of a sudden, I heard one of the sectioning doors from behind me open up, and out emerged a click-clack, click-clack, click-clack. I turned around to look. Now, at first, I saw the fruit in their vibrant colors on the dress and on the head wrap that was matching it. At second glance, I saw her face. It was her. She walked with an upright confidence, looking straight forward, not noticing anyone who had any possible look of judgment upon her. She owned that walk without even a stutter. My insides wanted to say, "Hey, look at you, go girl." But as she passed me in search of the perfect seat in the next car, I knew that was her moment, not mine. In the silence, God revealed me a sign of hope, and I reveled in her majesty. Later, I told this story to a friend who replied, it was essentially like this, "That's great, but I just witnessed something quite opposite recently." And in a matter of a second, I thudded back into reality. Obviously, there's still work to be done. But in that story, all three of the main points that I, gave to you in the beginning of what I had to say earlier, they're all touched upon. The woman did not yield to any form of judgment. The revelation of her transformed self silenced me, the spy, who sat and did nothing about her situation but question it and witness it. And finally, there is no way that she could possibly have belonged to the emperor in that last instance that I saw her. Did you hear what character I assigned myself? I played the spy. Some of you might be saying, "Oh, Brock, you're not a bad guy. Why would you say that?" Maybe some of you agree. To be completely honest, I am one that needs to hear that phrase, "Then give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to give God the things that are God's." I need to hear it over and over and over again like a broken record. Sorry if that analogy is a little outdated, the record, you know, the technological advancement of the world, you know. But I'm a spy because I can relate coming up here and saying, "Oh, Jesus, you speak the truth," when most of the time I'm hardly complying and acting upon the words that are spoken. I'm the spy because I need to be silenced and hear the cries of the world. So what are these cries? What are they saying to us? If you haven't noticed yet today, inequality, hunger, some themes. What is necessary for life aside from food? water, shelter, and each other. Absolutely nothing. Differentiation between money and money is whether we look at money as money or as a necessary resource, whether we look at that face as the face of an emperor or the face of one who is hungry. Think about all of the unneeded things society demands that we own, and especially think about the influence of our neighbors. It is a covetous world we live in. It's quite simple to say that money is just an idea when we feel the burden of its weight. Who we are carries a tremendous amount of weight, especially when it falls into the count of what we own. Now, the emperor's burden burdens us by binding us to consumerism. Even the church, as we know it, has been molded and modeled as a system that they've been trying to attest against. And now, and I might sound harsh, but I'm only regurgitating everything that's been said over and over and over again for the past centuries. My speaking this way was brought on only because of the hard-hitting truth that my friend's reversal response to my story that came to me earlier. So far, I've dragged you through what I think is necessary to be silenced and what I stated is the differentiation between the emperor's and God's ownership. But the third and final point is the hardest of all, because I cannot quote-unquote drag anyone through its words, with words. We mustn't... Oopsies. We must do it ourselves, that's what I'm trying to say. We must not yield to the judgment of others. We mustn't. Think about the woman's transformation from the dark tatters to the fruitful apparel. Was it her dress at her heels, or was it her overcoming the struggle on the street that made her walk so boldly? I would say it was a little bit of both, to be honest, but the latter being significantly more influential. How could anyone even come close to being able to judge her now? She was hungry and had been fed. When we have been fed, we too should have the energy to look forward and march toward a life worth living. But shouldn't we want that for everyone? Food, water, shelter, and the opportunity to have a healthful well-being. Amen.